Marie Lu is an artist, a writer, and she's director of the Art Regallery here in Milford in Pike County. And Marie seems to have an affinity for the celebrated American painter George Innes, who was born in 1825. In Pocono Living magazine, she's written, "George Innes focused his creative eye and brush on the Delaware Water Gap for many of his canvases, painting no other scene more often or for so many years. His life's work mirrored and influenced a cultural shift in taste from the prior century's European Romantic genre to landscape painting that depicted the dynamic, sublime, and awesome beauty of the American landscape. For over 15 years, the panoramic scene of Mount Tammany and Mount Mincy, bookending the Delaware River, became his template to express spiritual forces through the landscape, from light-drenched pastoral and agrarian scenes, approaching ominous storms, warm, peaceful sunsets, to serenely misty realms. Although the Gap's scenery was depicted by other painters such as Thomas Birch and engravings by Asher Durand, Granville Perkins, and Worthington Whitridge, and those prints appeared in popular travel books such as Picturesque America and American Landscape, Innes alone adopted the scene and returned to it over and over again, revealing its and his many moods. One early 20th century author remarked, "Innes brought a large vision and poetic insight to the interpretation of the casual, familiar scenes there, surprising beauty where others had found only suburban triviality. The despised hills of New Jersey and the undiscovered Delaware Valley took their place in our art with the Grand Canyon and Yosemite Valley. While the group of Hudson River School painters gravitated to the Catskills and Adirondacks for much of their inspiration, Innes would independently focus much of his attention on the Delaware River Valley instead. One such large painting, titled Delaware Water Gap 1861, now hangs prominently in the Metropolitan Museum of Art." That from an article by Marie Lu titled "George Innes, Painter of the Delaware" in Pocono Living magazine in 2022. To mark the 200th anniversary of the birth of George Innes this year, the Montclair Art Museum hosted a lecture titled "George Innes at 200, Legacy Landscapes, Fresh Visions," a legacy they contend still resonates today. And those are important phrases: legacy, landscapes, fresh visions. Today, the tradition of painting landscapes on the part of artists in our region, artists with fresh visions, continues right here, but certainly not just landscapes. The gallery at 530 Main in Stroudsburg has a roster of 300 regional artists, with more joining all the time. And the gallery at 530 Main is marking its first anniversary with a show that opens on December 13th with a reception and continues through February 14th, 2026. Jack Swersey is co-founder and committee member of the gallery, and we had a chance to speak with him by phone about the gallery at 530 Main and its story.
It all began shortly after the Pocono Arts Council decided to close their doors. That happened sometime in the spring of 2024. It was shortly after that I heard that the owner of the building where the Arts Council had been housed for a year and a half, 2 years, wanted to keep it as a gallery. So when I heard that, I reached out to them at the Sherman Theater. This was owned by the people who own the Sherman Theater. I reached out to them, and they liked the idea that I was willing to help. And we had a meeting, and we decided to form a small committee of, in this case, it's six people, and everybody's a volunteer. And we just went forward to starting the gallery, and we wanted to be open to all of our area artists. And we've been absolutely amazed at the response we've had, the amount of artists we've attracted, and the fact that we're always attracting new artists. I had no idea that there are so many artists in our area. I have an email list of local artists that exceeds 300. This is amazing. And every one of our shows so far has had between 100 and 120 artists in each show.
And I remember when we talked at the start, Jack, you were getting ready and you said you were going to volunteer on the weekends to gallery sit, and you had a couple others. Have you been able to maintain that level so the gallery's been open?
We actually have between 25 and 30 other artists and a couple of non-artists who have volunteered to gallery sit on the weekends. So we've always been able to fill the schedule. If we can't, I can always fill in. I don't mind. I enjoy being there. So, no, we haven't had any problems getting artists to do it. It's been actually amazing.
Now tell me, there's been something new that has taken place in terms of the Sherman Theater?
We're still part of the Sherman Theater, but the Sherman Theater and the whole operation is now being headed by the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau. They are the ones that basically the Sherman reports to now. And of course, we report to them as well. But the Sherman Theater and we are basically being headed by the Pocono Visitors Bureau, which is a great thing because the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau is all about promotion. And already they have been very, very helpful to us. There is a television commercial on the Pocono Television Network. The Visitors Bureau owns the Pocono Television Network, and they go out to actually about six or seven different states, and they have a commercial for us right now, which is great. And they're starting today, there's a billboard out there on one of the digital billboards, several of the digital billboards around town. They're promoting our next show, the anniversary show.
It's a win-win.
Oh, God, yeah. It's amazing. And the way I look at it, we did so well without their support, without the Visitor Bureau support. I can only imagine that we're going to do better in 2026.
Now, the question is, Jack, when you mention how many artists take place in the shows you've had over the last year, you must have a large space in which to hang a show.
Yeah, we do. The building has, we have three rooms and the hallway. And you know, I wish I could give you a square footage. I have no idea what that is. But there certainly has been enough wall space for 120 pieces of art. The thing is, in our next show, in the anniversary show, I'm expecting between 120 and 150 pieces of art. So it'll be a challenge. You know, my wife, Jill Swersey, and Bob Moses, both of whom are on our committee, they set up the show. And it's a challenge for them at 120 artists. It's going to be more of a challenge if we surpass that with this show coming up. But they always have managed to do it.
Say somebody's new, let's just say somebody heard about, how do you do it? You put a call out for artists on the website, or how do you do that?
I started by going to the, when the Pocono Arts Council closed, their website remained open, running. So I was able to get all the art, they had a list of artists who were members of the Arts Council. So I started with that. And I emailed out, and word of mouth, really, more than anything else. People heard about us and wanted to participate.
There would have been such a void if you all hadn't stepped in, right?
Yeah, I believe there would have been a void, although, you know, there could have been other people who might have filled that void. The timing for us was just perfect.
Do you have an organizational name, or is it your gallery name that describes who you are and how people find you?
Well, we just call ourselves the Gallery at 530 Main. And, you know, most of my communication with the outside world about the gallery is through social media. We have a Facebook page, simply the Gallery at 530 Main. We're also working on an Instagram page, which should be up and running and full, you know, within a few weeks. So, you know, there's been a lot of yelling out through social media. And, of course, people like yourself who have given us the opportunity to be heard, you know, have helped us immensely. And we thank you for that.
Of course, we're so excited about what's going on and that you're discovering new friends as you go along. You want, of course, the stalwarts to be with you always. How about young artists? Are you seeing young artists as well, Jack?
Yes. Yes, and we want more young artists, and I love the artwork that young artists create because it's not quite as typical as what us old folks like to do. You know, so there is some amazing young artists, and we've gotten a lot of college kids from ESU participating, and we always encourage young artists to join us. In fact, once a year we have a student show for the local high schools, and when we do that, we also reach out to the kids in the high schools who may want to participate on a regular basis in our gallery. And I have to tell you, I was a little disappointed last time because many of those young artists I reached out to never really responded. But then again, you know, they're high school kids and they have their own life right now, and perhaps they're just not ready to be involved in a professional gallery. We do encourage it, and we want more of that because the future is them, not us.
Do you have theme shows from time to time, Jack?
Yeah, occasionally we have theme shows. One of our best shows was our animal show, all about animals. And in fact, that show sold more artwork than any of the other six shows that we did this year. We sold 25 pieces of art during that month and a half of a show.
That says a lot about where people's hearts are, I think, as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's a winner. And we're going to do another animal show next year, for sure. But, you know, other shows weren't quite as dynamic as that one. We had a musical theme show. That was good. It certainly didn't have the impact that the animals had. But, you know, we try not to have all themes. I think it's important to let the artists just put in what they want to put in. It gives you more of a variety of art, a lot of different topics. And I think it's more interesting for the public.
Is there anything special you're going to do for the anniversary to mark it?
Well, we're going to get a little PR, obviously, with the Pocono Visitors Bureau. We're going to try to invite some of the local dignitaries to be there. Short of that, no. Pretty much like every other show, we're just going to promote it, and I think we're going to pack the place. And we generally get a couple of hundred people at our openings, and you know, I think we'll see the same thing here.
You said something about the length of a show, say a month and a half. How long do the shows usually stay up?
Between 6 to 8 weeks. Like the show we're doing, the anniversary show is going to be up till early February.
When you're talking about the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau, you're talking about tourists. So you're getting
Yes.
both locals and you're getting people who are coming to the area and they get excited by what the opportunities are in the Poconos, including your Gallery 530 at Main.
Yeah, and the Pocono Visitors Bureau, their goal right now is to turn Stroudsburg and the Poconos into an entertainment destination. So we're part of that. They're also, you know, obviously with the Sherman, they have many different performing shows. And, you know, I think they're going to vary what has been in the past seen at the Sherman and make it more interesting to different age groups and things to that effect.
All right, you're here and you're getting ready to celebrate your first year anniversary with this show. Are there things that you all are looking ahead to? You said you're going to do another animal show. Are there other things in terms of mission, education things, or anything that you're looking ahead to for the next year?
Well, we already have our next year plotted out as far as what our shows are. The next show, which will be in February, is going to be our student show. And we're only going to run that for a few weeks. After that, we're having a show. We're going to call it the Unreal Show. Here's a theme, you know, anything that's unreal. In other words, no pretty pictures of trees and mountains and stuff like that. More abstract, just unreal. After that will be just a general spring show. Probably no theme on that. And then we're going to have an Americana show. And the reason we're doing that is because I guess in July is when we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. And, you know, we want to present something that's all about America. And, you know, that's not political in any way. Americana could be a picture of an old gas station in the middle of nowhere. You know, that's Americana. Anything that has to do with America. And then the animal show again, that'll be in September, and I'm really looking forward to that. We got a lot of the organizations that help animals get involved in that as well. The final show of next year, well, actually, we'll have a second anniversary show after this one, but a small canvas show where all the artists will give us artwork that is no larger than 8.5 by 11 inches. And this will be an opportunity to let our artists give us more than one piece. You know, we have so many artists now, when we do a regular show, we can only allow them to put one piece of art in. Otherwise, we're definitely not going to have any room. So the show in November of 2026 will be small canvas.
Well, when people are hearing us and they're an artist in the region and they'd like to hook up with you, what would you do? Send them to the Facebook page?
Yeah, I would send them to the Facebook page and have them message us, and I will take a look at their work and invite them to be in our shows and get their name on the artist email list, and then they'll be part of what's happening.
Jack Swerzy, co-founder and committee member of the Gallery at 530 Main in downtown Stroudsburg. And the address is just that, 530 Main Street in downtown Stroudsburg, marking its first anniversary with an exhibition that opens on Friday, December 13th with a reception. And it will continue through Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2026. For more information, you can find them on Facebook, as Jack has said, facebook.com/gallery-at-530-main, facebook.com/gallery-at-530-main. Or you can find your way through the Sherman Theater website, shermantheater.com. And theater is T-H-E-A-T-E-R, shermantheater.com. That would be a website way to get to them. But in any case, it is the Gallery at 530 Main. They are celebrating their one-year anniversary with an anniversary exhibition, December 13th to February 14th, 2026. And the hours of the reception on December 13th, 4 to 8, and you are invited to attend.